T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Dr. Mike Hutchinson joins us as always on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh news line. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Since Robert was just talking about Little Italy days, is it okay for pets to eat pasta?
I love Little Italy. Well, as a treat maybe, but we don't want to get carried away, especially if there's onions in there. Ooh. Because onions are bad for cats. So I would say maybe some plain pasta, a little bit of pasta, but just as a treat, but not as a diet.
Plain pasta? I mean, you can't put a little bit of Parmesan or Reggiano in there?
Yeah, a little bit of Reggiano, the king of cheeses, of course, a little bit, but it just, I'd be careful because I don't want to give the wrong information. And I use a lot of onions in my sauce, so I don't let my dogs or my cats have our sauce because I love onions.
I can only imagine a dog's breath is bad enough, but add garlic and it's like, whoa.
There you go.
That'll get your attention. I want to get to the questions from our listeners, but I have one for you first before we get there, and that is, I've been seeing an awful lot of deer with fawns. I mean, little guys running around. Is that normal this time of year? Or are we in that cycle?
Yeah, it's, you know, they've been starting, because I'm out in the country. I've been seeing them for a couple months. And just the other day, I saw a new hatch of turkeys. And I also saw some tiny spotted fawns, just like you did. It's a little bit late. I hope they get big enough before it gets cold here. And I hope we have an easy winter for them so they make it through.
All right, let's get to our questions. Lizzie in Swiss Helm Park. Oh, this is appetizing. Dr. Mike, our cat has diarrhea off and on for over 3 months. We have tried the dewormers over the counter, but still the diarrhea comes back. Do you think we need to try a stronger dewormer from a vet? She is playful and hungry all the time. Thanks for the advice.
You know, that one's a tough one for me because parasites aren't the only things that cause diarrhea. There are other things that can cause diarrhea, but everything's okay. I would take a fecal sample to the veterinarian, a stool sample, and then they can check to see if parasites are the problem. If they are, we do see resistant parasites, and I'm sure your veterinarian would prescribe something that's a little stronger and more effective. But there are other reasons that they can get diarrhea and, you know, conditions that they can get. So there's another good reason to take it to your vet, because the best direction to getting that cat better is to get some help and get that diagnosed, because it's one of the ideas, parasites causing, you know, worms and coccidia and giardia causing diarrhea, but it's just one of them. There's a whole list of things that can do that in cats.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Yeah,
Dr. Mike, Trisha from Polish Hill, do you have any tricks for preventing a cat from scratching the furniture? It's getting very annoying, and I fear my fiance will not want him living in our house if he keeps up the destruction. He is perfect in every other way. Please help.
Well, yes, let's make that cat perfect in every way. And this isn't a disease of any kind. They scratch because it's normal behavior. So some people like to use double-sided tape on the furniture where they scratch. Some people like to wrap it in foil where they scratch because that's unpleasant for cats. But there's a new pheromone spray. It's Feel Away. You've heard me talking about it for helping cats get along. And for some reason, it helps them avoid some surfaces. So they like it, and then they stop scratching. So it's something you can try. They actually make it in wipes now. And for use, I saw it as one of the new products out at the veterinary conferences last February. And I would tell people, give it a try. And if they're scratching somewhere other than a scratching post, you can try those nail covers too. They have little nail covers you can put on the cats if you're patient.
Dr. Mike, our lab mix loves the swimming pool. We are very careful on the hot pavement, and he only swims if we are in the water. Do you think this is good for him, even though the water is chlorinated? Thanks for your advice. The whole extended family will be listening for your advice. That's John and Lori in East Carnegie.
Well, I love dog swimming. It's great exercise. I had a lad that you couldn't keep out of the water, whether it was a dirty creek, a muddy pond. So you want to protect them from the scum on the ponds and things like that. But in a swimming pool, it's okay if they're not drinking too much of that water. And some dogs, it does dry out their coats pretty badly, and they get real dry and irritated, and they start getting sores on their skin. And it seems counterintuitive if they're in the swimming water, but it does cause problems in some dogs, so you have to watch that. I love that you're watching out for the hot pavement. A lot of dogs burn their pads on hot pavement, and so good judgment. It sounds like your whole family has good judgment, and watch that he's not drinking too much, because the chlorine will make him vomit, and that isn't good either.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, owner of Animal General in Cranberry. You can find him on animalgeneral.net on the internet. You got a brand new podcast up about first in the world equine joint injection for osteoarthritis. That's a mouthful just saying the headline.
That is a mouthful.
But you're always out there on the pioneering edge, and we appreciate that. And Doc, have a great day up there in Cranberry.
You too. Feel well, John.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.